Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening to this that she understands how the gifts of the Spirit work and is found faithful just to finish and stay firm like the parable of the sower so that her gift does develop and blossom for your glory and for your church. I ask all these praises, Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so picking it up from yesterday with the grain of mustard seed, I just want to go over that first verse again. That's Matthew 13, verse 31. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, okay, which indeed is least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh the tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. This concept of it being a seed is important because if you look here, this is John chapter 12, verse 24. Okay, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The cross is like the basis for everything with the kingdom of God, because what you'll see is you've got something there, and it's small, okay? And if, once again, if you're walking in pride or if you're caught up in the world, you'll miss it, okay? But it's small. And what you'll see is that it dies, and it just like that seed, like how he says this is a grain of mustard seed, it dies and goes under the ground, okay, and then it bringeth forth much fruit. So what can happen is you can be in the middle of a trial, okay, just like the scripture that I read again yesterday, we must enter the kingdom of heaven with much tribulation. You can be in the middle of a trial, and most of the times, from what I've seen anyways, these gifts come forth through the cross, through the death and resurrection of Christ, through a trial, okay, where you're going through something, okay, and you are, and the Holy Spirit's leading you towards using that gift, okay, or cultivating it and bringing it forth, okay, and also too how it dies, okay, and then bringeth forth much fruit. You want to be aware of sort of this, and then again the parable of the sower, okay, where you've got all of these different ways that something's taken away from the person, okay. It was just a lot. You can end up going through times where you can feel like you have the gift, okay, but then it's like you don't, or something's like messing with your faith as to if you do or don't have it, or so on and so forth. And there's a death that takes place, just like he says, okay. Again, that's John 12 and 24. Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So what happens is you can reach this point where you just believe, okay? You believe. You don't fully understand. You could be going through a trial. A lot of times it's Satan just messing with you, okay, and trying to make things appear. That's why you got to abide in the vine and be super humble, because he will try and steal it from you, okay, or create situations to where it's just you don't really know what's going on, or there's just an attack on whether you do or you don't, or so on and so forth, and then you have this death, okay, where it just kind of dies, okay? Not that you're giving up, but you just kind of fully, wholly give this seed of this gift to the Lord. And he brings it back. And this is an important process, okay? He brings it back to you, okay, through that seed, that baptism, okay? Going under the ground and up again, okay? New life. And it comes back to you, and then it becomes more perfected. And that's important, because a lot of Christians I see, they do seem to have something there, but they haven't gone through that death. And so then their gift is just kind of funny. It's like it doesn't really work properly and there's just stuff going on, okay? And then again, that concept of the grain of mustard seed and how it grows in a tree. You have to be patient with it, okay? You got to follow through, okay? Abide in the vine. He will guide you, okay? Because you want it to be this great flourishing tree that works perfectly and bringeth forth much fruit, okay, that you can use for the sake of the gospel. But you got to go through that whole process, okay, and just understand that these things, they don't happen overnight, but you have to pursue after them, okay? And I'll leave it there for today, okay? Father, I just pray for any sister that's listening today that she just really seeks after your Holy Spirit, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit, like it says in your word. Ask all these prayers of you, Father, and have a wonderful and fruitful day for your glory. Abounding in love and in the Spirit. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.